Local and state leaders gathered at Pensacola City Hall in late January and received some good news on the future of transportation infrastructure in the Florida Panhandle in general, and one bridge in particular. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has the latest in our Year-Ender series.
I'm here to announce that the state of Florida is committing $974 million to transportation infrastructure in Northwest Florida.
Florida Senate President Don Gates, a Republican from Niceville, served as MC, announcing that $679 million of the total would be spent on a number of projects in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Many of them have been moved up in the state's five-year plan to begin within the next couple of years.
In Santa Rosa County, State Road 87, two lanes to the existing two-lane from Eglin Air Force Base to 2 miles south of the Yellow River. And then U.S. 29 in Escambia County, widening of the existing four-lane facility to a six-lane thoroughfare from I-10 to 9 Mile Road.
Other projects involved replacing 1 1/3 miles of railroad tracks at the Port of Pensacola. Funding for all projects is 100% from the State Department of Transportation. And then, what many came to hear, how and when the 3 Mile Bridge would be replaced. After touching on the rumors swirling about the possibility of a toll bridge, Gates made the official announcement.
I'm here today to announce that we have secured the funding and secured the commitment of the governor and the Department of Transportation to spend $595.6 million of state funds to build that bridge with no tolls.
That prompted a standing ovation and high fives around the crowded conference room. Construction of the new bridge connecting Pensacola and Gulf Breeze is expected to begin sometime in 2015, pending acquisition of environmental and right-of-way permits. Among those who were concerned about paying tolls was Gulf Breeze Mayor Beverly Zimmern.
An example today, I went over that bridge 3 times today to take care of business. If a family in town wants to come to the beach, they're not going to have to worry about that additional money to pay for a toll going and coming.
And we did look at tolling. It is a major corridor. It has major urban centers on both ends of the bridge, but at the end of the day, it really didn't make sense to toll the bridge.
Brian Blanchard of DOT was on hand to answer what Senator Don Gates called the tough questions. He warned that the gas tax, which funds such projects, is not a sustainable funding source, especially in light of anticipated mandatory increases in vehicle fuel efficiency.
By around 2025, the average fuel efficiency for vehicles would be about 54 miles per gallon. So that's a problem we're going to have to deal with. We have to diversify our sources of revenue, and tolling is one way that we can fill that gap, and we will continue to look at that viability.
For Senate President Don Gates, the state money being pumped into Panhandle transportation projects did not necessarily reflect his new clout. Instead, he credited the work of the local legislative delegation in securing the funding.
I guess it helps to be Senate President. It helped in this case, but I'm glad that whatever small amount of influence I have, I can use to try to build an infrastructure that'll help our Northwest Florida residents have more and better jobs.
With Gates heading the Senate and Representative Marty Coley of Mariana, the House Speaker pro tem, many, including Gates, felt that the announcement could be the start of a new place at the table for the Florida Panhandle in its dealings with their downstate counterparts.
I'm fortunate to be Senate President right now. We have Representative Matt Gates and Senator Greg Evers, Representative Ingram. These are very influential folks. I don't think this is a regional thing. I think it is simply a recognition that Northwest Florida has needs that have been neglected, and now it's our time.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.